You guys have your phones on vibrate or silent or something?
No, mine's on extra loud.
Perfect.
I'm expecting a call.
Going live.
I'm expecting a call from Mom, so I will not be muting my phone tonight. My mother needs to let me know if the fucking laundry is done.
We just went live.
We're guys. I just got a SMS message.
From Los Angeles, California.
Oh, cool.
Whoa.
Oh.
We got that.
Not Guam?
Live, guys.
They're doing that other stuff.
We're live. Garrett just saw that we're live.
It's an SMS message on my phone.
You got a weird meal going on. Protein bar and a Caribbean cruise drink.
Caribbean breeze.
Ah. This week's podcast is brought to you by Kale. It is a superfood.
It's true. It's brain food.
It antioxidizes your brain, makes you smarter. It oxidizes your skin, makes you prettier.
What else is a superfood?
Blueberries.
That's right.
Blackberries. And
beeswax.
Beeswax.
And what do I have? None of yours. None of your beeswax. You ever had somebody say that to you?
Never. Never for once.
Instead of business.
That's none of your beeswax.
Hey, it's none of your beeswax, mister.
That's like a buttercreamer kind of move.
Is it?
Kevin? Yeah.
No. Kevin doesn't know.
Kevin, our buttercreamer judge, says no, Garrett.
Why the fuck are you making me look bad?
The buttercreamers would not say that.
You know we're live, don't you?
He's not the one making me look bad.
I showed you the fucking phone.
Just theme song. Truth. It's too good to slip my throat. And with my one last gasping breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt. Welcome back. This week's theme song is the pinnacle of this band's career. That's right, Nine Inch Nails, baby.
What's your favorite song?
Their biggest hit.
It's Rocky's favorite Nin song.
Garrett and I saw Nine Inch Nails Friday night, and on the way up, all day long, I kept making a joke. Hey, do you think they're going to play? There is no you, there is only me.
The name of the song's Only.
Oh.
It's off of
But I always call it There Is No You.
Yeah.
Is there only you,
there is only fucking me. Oh. No, With Teeth was like, 2004 you said?
Five.
Mm-hmm. Was the album cover a vagina with teeth?
Mm-mm. That's the movie Teeth.
That's the movie Teeth.
This week's podcast brought to you by the movie Teeth.
Don't
see it.
Definitely not boring.
Isn't Loot Crate's next theme going to be teeth? Like a vaginal dentata?
Yeah.
Vagina dentata?
That movie had potential to be
vagina
awesome.
Dentata.
Isn't that what it's called?
That is what it's called.
Yeah.
Pussy
had teeth on it.
That movie's hilarious because
you saw it.
It didn't stay a step ahead of its audience in any way.
It was three steps behind.
As soon as the movie starts, you're like, oh, this is about a girl with teeth in her vagina? She's going to like bite a dick off or bite a tongue off?
Yeah.
And I mean, that movie is a slow burn to that happening in the last 5 minutes. And the finale, I'm going to tell you, the final scene is after everything ends, she gets a ride from some guy and then he goes, and sticks out his tongue, and then she fucking looks at the camera and like winks, like, ding. I'm gonna have it bite his tongue off. Before the fucking movie started, I was ready for that.
And does that, Rocco, let me ask you, does that ever happen in the movie?
I mean, they go to credits.
So
that's
no!
The ending.
So you never get it.
The whole movie was this girl getting sexually assaulted the whole movie.
The whole movie.
And just kept biting dicks off. That was the movie. It was awful. It was so bad.
So yeah, I
guess the sequel is what else could you put teeth in?
But she doesn't even rip the dick off though till the end.
Yeah, you're right. She doesn't.
That doesn't actually happen until
that's
point.
The best
There's
way
the
to end a
threat
film.
Of it. There's the threat
rip
of
a dick
it
off.
The movie.
That should have been the way the movie started,
right?
That should have been the beginning.
This is how Teeth 2 starts. Because Teeth 2 is about having teeth in your butt.
Uh-huh.
This dude's taking a shit, and
he
turns around.
It's called Teeth Door Number 2.
Yeah, he turns around to look inside, and his turd is all, like, spaghetti stringed out. And that's how he knows. Like, what happened?
He goes, whoa, looks like somebody chewed on that.
It looks like the shit was pushed through.
Guys, I don't know what happened to my shit, because it looks like somebody chewed on it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, I hate this conversation.
That's how it starts.
No, 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 no. It's teeth. It's like his butt is like a mouth. So when he takes a shit, he goes, what? And then he goes, and it comes out his mouth because the butthole chewed it up and ate it. And he.
That's fucking South Park. Come on.
No.
We're being original.
For those of you who are a fan of us, this know that this podcast is like every single day. This isn't special conversation. This is like not for the this isn't for the show. This is real. This is what they just do.
No, I think it's for the show.
We just did it for the show.
I want to thank our sponsors. Perfect time. I want to thank our sponsors. I want to thank SumoLounge.com.
Check them out.
Go to their site. If you're going to sit not to take a shit or to take a shit, just do it on a sumo because no one will mind. They're so stylish. People will see a brown smear and just go, I don't care. It's great. I've tried it and it works. So,
and it is washable. The outside can be.
Some of them do have removable covers that you can just throw in the washing machine. So don't even worry about it. Just unload.
No one's going to know.
Yeah, Sumo Lounge, best chair to take a shit on.
Sumo Lounge. Well, it's so comfortable, you'll think you're going to shit the bed.
You're going to relax hardcore.
So go to sumolounge.com, get a chair.
They sell them in brown, so.
Yeah, they won't even know.
Think about that. Also, another sponsor, Loot Crate.
Lootcrate.com/Mega64.
Yeah.
Get yourself a Loot Crate. We just got a Loot Crate.
We did.
This isn't the Vagina Dentata one, though.
No,
next month.
Okay.
We're going to open it up right now, see what's inside it.
Now, if I had teeth in my ass, I could just sit on that, open it up 2 seconds.
Yeah. You wouldn't need scissors.
Do we know the theme of this one, or are we going to find out?
Those safety scissors?
Don't know.
I think the theme, I'm gonna take a guess.
Yeah, just guess.
Last one was villains, right?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying heroes.
Oh.
Oh, wow.
Check it out. Turn it on its head.
Bam.
What is it?
Oh.
Okay. Like, we got. Well, I think it is heroes.
Look at the outside's an indicator.
Oh.
It's a sewer lid.
We should have known. There's a manhole cover. We got. Sean loves free sunglasses.
I do.
Sean does.
Ninja
more
Turtles.
Than
oh.
Whoa. Wow.
Don't give those to Beckett.
What is that? Whoa.
I never knew this existed.
What is it?
Holy shit. Look at the excitement on my face right now.
I see it.
Schwings. These are wings.
Whoa.
For your shoes.
Oh my god.
Schwings.
You're like a rail from Dr. Sloan.
Oh fuck, I'm wearing fucking shoes without shoelaces. Who has shoelaces? You don't even have fucking shoes on.
Yeah, Sean's not wearing shoes.
I just got grossed Jesus out. I thought you'd at least have sandals on.
Do you want to tape them?
They're right there.
Derek, we could tape them to his bare feet.
You gotta cover your feet up with something.
Okay.
Yeah.
It smells like a fungus bath in here.
Smells like the fucking Mario Brothers movie King.
Oh, dude.
I'll throw up. And then,
we need a pedicure, bro.
I know.
Those things look like fucking raptors.
They look like, prostitute's teeth. Okay. we got,
looks like you just stuck them in a prostitute's ass and there were teeth up there. She gnawed on them.
Gnawed on them for a sec.
Anyways.
Pop figure, vinyl figure of Groot.
Is it an exclusive?
I don't know.
Is it
glow in the dark Loot Crate exclusive?
Loot Crate.
Yes.
Whoa.
Exclusive Groot.
Yeah,
I almost said Groot Crate.
Where's the magazine that explains what's going on?
It's under this. We haven't gotten everything out yet. So
found it.
Soon to come. And then,
guys,
real quick,
found
this
it. It's
is
okay.
A vinyl. We got a vinyl figure of Leonardo from Ninja Turtles.
Oh. I called it. It's Heroes.
It is Heroes.
It is officially Heroes.
Wow. Yeah.
Put me in here. I got fucking psychic powers.
Put him in, Coach.
What's this? Sorry.
He's ready to play today.
Sonic the Hedgehog.
What comes after?
It's Sonic Breeze.
Look at those glasses on you. See, now, these ones don't say Chris and Woody. They say Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
How do you? What do you have to do to get those?
These?
Go to Las Vegas with the Ninja Turtles?
You have to go to
lootcrate.com/Mega64.
Oh, aha.
If you want to close up on me, if you want to look as rad as I do right now, go to lootcrate.com/Mega64 and then you can get one of these.
That sounds facetious.
I'm not being facetious. I'm being...
No, he looks cool.
They can look at me. They know it's a real deal.
He's married, man.
It's true.
Hold on. They put a picture of the Warp Zone guys in the Loot Crate magazine. Put us in the Loot Crate magazine.
We met the Warp Zone guys at that Walking Dead zombie
they did it with us.
Obstacle course. Yeah.
These guys, do they even predict what's in the loot crate? Probably not.
Probably not.
I'm okay.
Oh, there's some codes here for some Doctor Who gear.
Well, anyways, that was fun.
Loot crate, check it out.
Check out Loot Crate.
We got more stuff to talk about.
You're also going to want to go to shop.mega64.com. We just put back in stock the classic logo shirts and the neon shirts. Those are finally back on sale. They were out of print for a while. But I think our Digital Surfer shirts are going to be out. Like, and I keep saying they're about to be gone. They're dwindling by a thread. They're going to be gone pretty quick. So get one of those if you haven't already. And then I wanted to show everybody, we just got these in. I'm wearing one right now, our new 1986 shirt. This is going to be, well, I mean, it's just a shirt we're selling, but it's also going to be our official Game Days 2014 shirt. But we're going to sell it for the first time at PAX. We're coming to PAX next week. We're going to be there all weekend long, and our panel is Sunday at 12:30 p.m. in the Sasquatch Theater. So go check that out. But we're going to have these shirts there for the first time there. And then just letting everybody know, we're going to put these on sale right after the show. Or within a few days of PAX ending, we'll let everybody know. But
we'll let you
they'll
know.
Be on sale for everybody who couldn't make it to PAX. Anyway, nice. Looking forward to PAX next week. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Our panel's going to be good.
I forgot it's 4 days.
Know. Yeah.
That just dawned on me. This extra day of convention. How exciting.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. Well, it's not quite the 5 days of Comic-Con.
So no, and the hours
it's getting
are
there.
Shorter.
It's fucking getting there.
But the hours are much shorter than Comic-Con.
The hours are shorter. We don't have to be there so early. That's the real killer, man. Comic-Con, you got to be there, like, what? We get there at 8?
I get there at 8, yeah.
Woo! But also, too, since we're not staying there, it's like a drive-in.
Yeah, and a whole thing with parking and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
That's true.
But
I'm looking forward to just being back in Seattle, man. I love that convention center.
Me too. Me too.
I love that convention, too. I'm looking forward to some cool weather. It's been hot here.
And you're there the whole time this time. I remember last year you had to come in kind
of
late.
A lot of the PAX Primes I've had to either leave early or get there late, by a day or two, and I always miss out on the full experience, so I'm glad I get to take it all
in. Garrett will be there every second.
Every day.
We're all going, and Kevin is going. Kevin's first PAX ever. Ooh. I want everyone, if you're going to PAX, I want you to treat Kevin right.
And
I
say, welcome to Seattle. Kevin, welcome to Seattle.
Show him a good time.
Show him a good time.
If you're in Seattle and you own like a strip club, I want him in the VIP.
I want you to bring a stripper to the booth.
Bring a stripper to the booth.
I want Kevin to get a lap dance on the show floor.
On the show floor.
I want... And I'm going to say it here.
Say it.
Yeah, you can say it.
I want erection confirmed.
Yeah.
Well, and but not by Kevin.
We'll have pecker checkers on deck.
Oh, they'll know.
Third-party pecker checker.
Oh, they'll know.
No sex in the champagne room, Kev. You know the rules.
But
where is the
champagne
room?
In the exhibitor lounge, anything goes.
Yeah. Well, if you lock the door. Sex. Or, in our case, you don't lock the door. You just put a chair with cans and a bunch of other booby-trapped. When we booby-trapped the lounge, the executive lounge at PAX.
Oh yeah, probably shouldn't talk about that on camera.
Oh yeah, sorry. Excuse me.
Come out to PAX. Come see us at PAX.
We're going. I keep getting emails from the folks at Nintendo that they're bringing a lot of games there this year. It's funny, they weren't at PAX East, and everyone was like, "Are they done with PAX? What's going on?" And they kept saying, "No, this is just." It didn't work out, and a lot of people were like, "I don't know about that," but no, they're
gearing up for E3 or what?
I think maybe PAX East was just a little too late in the year.
Yeah,
but also they're in Seattle. It's not much.
Yeah,
of a trip
it's no effort for them.
Regular PAX.
So they, they're going to have Hyrule Warriors is going to be there. A lot of their new big games are going to be playable there, which is really cool. If anyone out there is going to PAX, if the line isn't bad, if it's not hard to get to. Try out that Hyrule Warriors game. Because I know there are a lot of people that are kind of like, I don't know. It's not a real Zelda. I don't want to play. It's fun. Some people are also burnt on the Dynasty Warriors kind of game. I'm not, because I don't normally play those. And, so I was having a blast. So just
throw
that out there.
I'm looking forward to playing that. I haven't tried it yet.
They didn't ask us to say any of that stuff. I'm just saying.
They asked me. Reggie emailed me.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Reggie doesn't email you.
No, he did.
Did he say, I want Kristen Woody sunglasses?
He did, and I said, Reggie, I don't know who you think you are, but no.
He didn't attend
you
the
didn't
event.
Go
you're not the
to the bachelorette party that I didn't go to, so you can't have these.
Too many people didn't attend, so now that now everyone looks bad.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we're going to be there next week. We put out a lot of video stuff this past week. There's a lot to discuss.
Yeah.
Let's get to it. First things first, Monday morning, this past Monday, a mysterious video went up on our website, simply labeled with question marks. You didn't know what it was, and then you clicked, oh, what is this, a short film? Is this perhaps a documentary? And then the video melted away to reveal the truth. Yeah, that's right. New cosplayers.
Whoa.
You got a new cosplayers video. Cosplayers, Trials of Time. Those both have Y's in them. And, yeah. What else is there to say? There are, the way that
continues to say more.
Continues to say more, and that's enough said. The way that that video was presented and released was sort of in response to all year long, I kept getting emails and seeing things written in different places about how, oh, it sucks they're not doing a new cosplayers video this year. Oh, man, Mega 64 is done with cosplayers. That sucks. And we never said that and never intended to be done.
People it was are just, feverish for cosplayers.
It was just by, it just didn't, we don't have a set time for when we put those out.
Mm-hmm.
But there seemed, there was this impression of, oh, they always put them out during Anime Expo, and they didn't, but that's really not true. So, by the time, I wasn't even sure myself that I wanted to do one.
Right.
It was kind of like, last year's was great. I didn't feel the need, really, until we did San Diego Comic-Con, and we had that footage of Derek flipping over the table and kicking the camera on accident.
Yeah.
That was really funny, and there was just a lot of funny cosplayers. So, I thought, you know what? At this point, I have enough footage
once,
to make a good
once
one.
We hit our fill, but we got to get there first. So sometimes it takes 8 months into the year.
Yeah. So
now we're done with it forever.
Yes, but yeah, as you know, this is the last one.
I was really torn on, again, not doing another one. But once we got that amount of footage, it was kind of like, yeah, all right, let me take a look at it, and then it came together, but I wanted to present it in a way where, hey, you know what? If everyone thinks they're not getting one, let's make them think they're not getting one.
It's a super happy
and
surprise.
And then have it be a twist that you got it without knowing you got it.
Yeah.
How many days did you wait to change the title back to, like, Cosplayer Trials?
It was just for, like, a day and a half that it was requested.
So most people...
And that was the plan from the beginning, just to give... Once the cat... I mean, after a day, the cat's out of the bag.
Exactly.
So,
you can't really surprise.
I was surprised that people on Twitter and stuff didn't spoil what it was.
They're
like, oh, the new video is great, but they didn't say it was Cosplayer.
That's because we got the coolest fans out.
Really cool fans.
I really have to hand it to Mega 64 fans and viewers or whatever... are really good about that. Like, we've shown things at panels before where we said, hey, you know, maybe don't spoil this for people, or don't let any people know that we showed this,
right.
Or, you know, things like that, and it always is really good.
They're
like,
good on
like,
their word.
Yeah, yeah. I definitely know there are other people in a situation similar to ours that don't have that luxury.
Yeah.
That, you know, once they show something, it is cats out of the bag completely. Yeah. So, I have to say thank you, everybody.
Hey, what about this idea? On the next cosplayers you write to be continued afterwards.
Mm, not going to do that.
No? You don't think so?
Veto.
All right. Well, it's right off the table like that.
That's it.
That was quick. Yeah.
So anyway.
Keeping with tradition, I didn't see the video until it was already up.
Uh-huh.
I think 5,000 people saw the video before I saw the video. Which is great.
You're in it.
I'm in it. But I like... That's the video where I don't want anything. I don't know anything about it at all. I just wanted to see it when it's done. It's like fun that way for me.
Yeah.
My favorite two things were from PAX East in that video where I forgot that we did those really intricate Juggalo masks.
Oh yeah.
We replicated Shaggy 2 Dope and
Violent J's
makeup on those masks. What were those, like, Payday 3 masks?
Yeah.
We just inverted them. So they were white and then sharpied it all on. It came out really good. I was stoked to see that, and for whatever reason, I found it so funny that the little sister was injecting Brian with her giant heroin needle.
Yeah,
about that footage.
It's like that was years ago, so long ago.
I had a lot of people asking me what that ending was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was basically getting to a point at, towards the end of the video. And I remember I was still there really late at night. I was losing my mind. And Kevin was sitting there, too, and was like, yeah, so for the ending, are you kind of going to do what they usually do? You put something funny and then kind of reprise the song. And I was like, that's exactly it. We have to break every rule.
Yeah.
We can't end it. And I was getting so frustrated because that was the last thing. Everything was done, except I didn't have an ending. And then I found the stupidest stock footage of this guy trying to get his kid on a tricycle. And then I found a band demo that an old friend of mine did that sounded like shit. And I was like, it was so, it was like nails on a chalkboard to listen to. So I was like, no, that right there. And then I accidentally had a freeze frame of a kid dressed as a wizard. That was by accident. And I was like, nope.
I watched it with
don't reprise the
theme. First time, and she's like, what was the ending? I'm like, I have no idea what that was.
But I'll continue to tell people that there is a purpose behind that shot, and like, I've had people ask me, is there like something to interpret from that?
Hidden
and I
meaning.
Was like, yeah, oh yeah, wizard. Definitely. So the people watching the podcast, you know the truth. If you didn't watch this podcast, you're probably still trying to pick it apart.
It's all bullshit.
It's all bullshit.
Yeah, I figured.
There you go. Real art will be criticized and analyzed for years to come.
It's true.
As will cosplayers.
People still talk about Warhol.
Is a video of ours that you can watch. If you watched it at 50% speed, you'd finally see everything. It goes by so fast that you can't catch everything.
You know, they got different YouTube sites, like, you know, a site that you go to put a YouTube URL in. Well, those sites, too.
They got,
but no, there's, like, YouTube doubler sites. There's YouTube repeater sites.
X-Tube.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I wonder if they have, like, a half-speed YouTube site. That'd be kind of cool.
I think you can play them within YouTube at half-speed.
Really? It has that integrated?
I think that's in there now.
Wow.
Yeah.
When did they start doing that stuff?
I know there's like, a two-time speed or
BoobTube. They did all the 3D options, and I remember thinking, like, no one's going to use this. And are those still even available?
I don't know.
I don't think so.
I know that they can upload. I know you can upload 4K, and now you can do 60 frames a second too.
Oh, whoa!
They added those, but I don't know.
We're gonna film the next cosplayers in 3D just to see if YouTube
60 frames
still has the capability to upload it.
Let's film it in 360 and release it on an Oculus platform.
Yeah.
People are doing that.
Wachowski style.
Someone at Garrett and I were at Power Morphicon this weekend.
Someone filmed that in 360?
Well, no, what, someone there who used to work on the show said I just directed a 360. Was it a horror movie?
I think so.
It was a 360 shot movie, and it's going to be released on Oculus Rift.
What?
We're
going to
sell it so you can watch it. That you would watch it on there.
That's crazy.
Isn't that weird? I can't wait. I don't have an Oculus, but I want to see that technology implemented.
If I was watching a regular horror movie, the camera would always be pointed at the scary thing. But I guess if I'm watching a 360 Oculus horror movie, I could just...
I feel like they
not watch. I have the option to not watch what's going on.
I feel like
what's happening in that part of the room?
You'd have to direct it where the actors would look towards the action to get you to look with them.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
You know what I mean?
No, but I understand the novelty of it. But what do you gain from making a movie in 360?
It's just a new technology, trying it out.
But you're gonna have a lot of nothing going on that you're filming and putting in your movie.
Yeah.
All right. That was all. That's kind of funny. A bit of a waste of time.
Derek's going to continue making analog film.
Mr. 2D over here, Mr.
Won't step into the
how many
next
degrees
generation?
Is a regular movie?
What is that? Mr. 1D. I'm going to take a piece of paper and put a dot on it and film it. Little math humor for you. anything else to say about cosplayers?
No, I don't think so. There, I like Imprisoned Al Yankovic.
That was good.
We've had several Al Yankovics.
Oh, I love Jafar in Return of the
Jedi. Jafar. What? Fast and Furious was great.
Oh, God, yes.
That was my favorite one.
You did all the Charmander, like, integrated him into the space capsule and all that stuff?
That was footage. That was footage of the original when they shot a chimp into space.
I figured, because it was such a small thing, that we would have been for a monkey.
Yeah.
The only time I saw Rocco editing that video was that part, and he was trying to get the Charmander in the and he was getting so fucking frustrated.
Yeah,
it looked good.
Did it? Because it looks like shit to
and
me.
And I was like, no, Rocco, good. How's it going? And he just went... Fucking shitty. It's going fucking shitty. I'll see you later. But it turned out great. But
that was the part that took forever. The editing, the actual cosplayers part is fun. That's fun. As long as I have footage, that is fun. And that's what I mean. Like, after Comic-Con, when I had Derek doing Gunkata and more goofy costumes and the girl spinning the stuff
and you watching. Funny.
You know, after once I had all that, then it was fun. I can't edit cosplayers out of necessity. It has to be fun. And once I had that, it was fun.
It was nice.
So stoked. Anyway, that's all about that. Let's talk about...
Other video.
The other lesser of an impact video, we should say. More obscure, unseen video that came later in the week. We did the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Hashtag warning.
Some people get really mad about the Ice Bucket Challenge.
They do get really mad about it.
Who does? Really?
I've seen a lot of people get upset. And I've seen a lot of people getting mad about wasting water. Mm-hmm. And that
We're
is
in a drought,
driving
Sean.
Me insane. Well, you know what? I have good news. I did not take a shower that day, so I think we saved water. I said that day.
Oh. You showered today?
Today, I'm good.
Oh, wasted water.
Wow.
Yeah, see, I should have done the Ice Bucket Challenge.
Just a waster.
Why don't you take a bath, and then Jenny takes that bath using that same water, and then Beckett and Emma...
That's gross.
I hope when ALS is cured and, like, research is done, that it's a reminder that you're a pig and you wasted water.
Okay. Water hog.
But anyway, so on... we got... during the middle of the week or so, we got surprised by... We were challenged... To do the challenge. By
who was
the
that?
Game Grumps.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then later that night, Screw Attack.
Oh, they both challenged.
We both got challenged.
Wow.
So or they both challenged us. So
we're the most popular girl at the dance, apparently.
No kidding. Everyone wants to dance with you guys. Or pour water on your head.
Right.
Both.
So we were like, what do we do? How do we handle this? What do we do?
Yeah. Well, and then you got what you got.
That was
100% Derek's
brainchild. Yeah.
So
I like that video.
Kudos to you, Derek.
Thank you. So, yeah, I never knew that, you know, that video apparently falls into a subgenre of videos out there on the internet called montage parodies. I was totally unaware that montage parodies were a thing. And that they existed. I don't know if you guys are familiar with it at all since our videos come out.
That video is considered a montage parody.
Yeah, which I didn't know what that was.
It's not a montage.
Though I admit that I had ended up seeing montage parodies before in the past and thought they were funny, but just never looked into it enough to actually wrap my head around it. I just saw all these videos of like, you know, really mundane stuff being edited to, like, Snoop Dogg and, like, explosions and animated GIFs and all this stuff making it, you know, like, all this really mundane stuff was made to look super badass, yet at the same time, like, the badass editing was pretty mundane and stupid itself. So, I thought that was the joke, and then since the video's come out, I've become aware of
montage parodies.
Montage parodies, the whole subgenre of it. It started with people doing like Call of Duty parodies of like all their headshots. They would edit these videos
together. Oh, I've seen those
before.
Yeah,
and they'd like edit them to dubstep music and just talk about how badass they were. People started making fun of that.
Oh, okay.
By just editing any random video game footage and like souping it up and making it all badass.
That they're rad. Okay.
But again, I wasn't aware of any of the stuff going into our ASL video. I had just seen a couple of them. I did it again. Sorry.
It's
ALS.
It's all right.
So I'm happy that the reception is really good, and people really praised it. Got posted all over Reddit.
Yeah.
It hit like a mainstream group that normally we wouldn't have. It was all over Reddit. My cousin was saying when they went to work, people were showing them our video, not knowing they were related to us.
Really?
Stuff like that.
Wow.
You know, and my mom saw it on some site, and it's like, you know, it hit a mainstream audience. I guess they played it on Australian TV.
That's fine. Yeah, I heard
stuff like that.
It blew up on Reddit, and apparently that's a big deal.
It is a big deal, which is cool. And I do believe that it is for a good cause, and I'm glad that people end up liking our video. I mean, our video is silly for sure, but I feel like we did our job, you know.
We kind of satired a certain thing.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I got a message from somebody that told me that it satired a certain thing that was going on. But at the same time, someone might donate as a result of your video. So really, nobody lost. I was like, okay, that's That sounds good to me.
To, like, someone was commenting that we didn't explain it enough in our video. If you don't know what the Ice Bucket Challenge is at this point, I don't have to fucking tell you.
Yeah, no shit.
Like, I mean, I don't know. Everyone knows what that is. So we didn't have to go into it.
A lot of people do the Ice Bucket Challenge and don't say what it is at all. They don't even mention ALS or ASL.
Yeah.
Either way.
Yeah. Either
they don't mention either of them.
I showed the video to a couple people, and I mentioned, you know, how funny I thought the age, sex, location was, and they didn't. They had never heard of that ASL, age, sex, location. That, are we too old, or is that not a relevant thing? Like with chat rooms anymore?
I don't think
chat rooms.
Are we too old?
Are there chat rooms?
People don't go on IRC or what? Well, I guess no. I know
when people are talking on AIM, they just don't say it to each other anymore.
They don't.
It's weird.
Podcast question of the week. Email us. Do you still use AIM? Email podcast at Mega64.com.
I bet a lot of people still use AIM.
Let us know what your favorite away message is.
I use it every day.
Yeah, I have not used it in 7 years.
I use it every day, and I talk to most of our artists that we work with on it. And I still know a lot of people who like work in the game industry that are on it.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I have an AIM client that can, but it can also communicate to different other whatever.
Yeah, I got something on my phone that does a shit ton of them.
Yeah. And I still use that.
I would use it only rarely, just in all honesty, to talk to either you or Mario.
Yeah.
But that was like 4 or 5 years ago before everyone had iPhones.
But when that first like hit,
oh yeah,
God, that was insane. Mm-hmm. Knowing you could talk to your friends on the internet was the craziest thing.
Oh, but it was the worst because it was constantly like bugging me at home and then my friends getting mad that I wouldn't reply.
Oh, really?
And asking me ASL.
Yeah, leave it away message, dummy.
So check that video out. If you haven't seen it, spread it around.
Check it out.
I'm not available because I'm playing a computer game that takes up my whole screen. It was most people's away message.
I would always use like a nice Taking Back Sunday lyric.
Yeah, I would have some music.
Professional. Sure.
There was a point. One time when I was in high school, I almost left AIM completely because at one point, everyone down the list, everyone's away messages. I don't know what this is a lyric from. Maybe you guys will laugh at this.
I don't know. I bet you all know.
Everyone's away message was the same fucking lyric of, if I died, I would apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
Taking Back Sunday?
There was a point where that was on like everyone's thing, and I was like, this is so fucking lame.
That was a theme song.
That's fucking lame.
You could slit my throat, and with my one last dying breath, I'd apologize for bleeding on your shirt.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
What a pussy.
That's beautiful.
Ooh.
Dude, it was so much easier to be 15.
That's definitely
everybody.
Theme song.
Everybody's
no, the theme
always
song
doing.
Was, it's, there's no this, you. There's
this
only me.
Bullshit. Like,
mash them up.
Hashtag Throwback Thursday. Fuck that. Hashtag Taking Back Sunday. They're a way better band.
Yeah.
So
then Throwback Thursday.
Hashtag TBS coming soon.
Oh, that's gross.
Post a picture of yourself wearing a Taking Back Sunday shirt. Hashtag Taking Back Sunday.
In case you didn't hear me, Sean's going to do a mashup of Nine Inch Nails and Taking Back Sunday.
Yeah, YouTube doubler. You can mix it in.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
Super easy. Sure. Just lay them over each other, and people will know. That way you could kind of maybe do one in one stereo channel and one in the other so someone can take out an earphone
stuff.
If they only want to hear one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just work on that, too.
Good Taking Back Sunday lyrics.
Back to the challenge real quick.
Yeah.
Right. I was surprised how fucking cold that water was. Right. It was like
ice
jarring.
Water is cold.
You know what? I thought, like, oh, whatever.
Yeah, Kevin knows. Hell yeah.
I was in the warehouse, like, working, like, doing merch stuff. It was really hot.
Were you sweating?
Spoiler alert to everybody out there.
Yeah.
Hitler dies.
Shane, where was Kevin to explain this to you?
We asked him to come, and he said he couldn't. So he wasn't.
Yeah, we actually did. We actually did ask Kevin.
Yeah, he would have filmed
it
for us.
He was busy.
So,
But anyway, you were saying you were doing merch and stuff.
I was doing merch, and so I purposely got, like, super hot. I wanted to do this in a second anyways. Yeah. And I was still like,
But you know what? It's bad for 1 second.
No,
and
I purposefully
got all super hot.
I got super hot. Ready for it.
Oh, I purposefully got all super hot.
I took
hot.
My dick out.
He purposely got super hot. He wore shoes.
you can watch the video. I had no shoes on.
Yeah, you're right. Oh, did that hurt when you were kicking that bucket's ass?
I kicked the bucket's ass.
He didn't even
what
help
you? Did you drag mud into the warehouse?
Yeah.
No.
Cigarette ashes on your feet and
don't
stuff?
Don't worry about it. It's good. It's all clean.
Somebody needs a vacuum in here.
Okay, you can do it.
There should be a law that says everybody needs to wear shoes. Seriously.
Look at, they got to him!
There you go.
Oh, they're
and
so
also,
close.
Flip-flops don't count.
Oh. Yeah,
oh.
I need, hey, so I need hey. Socks and shoes.
Hey, personally, hey, this may be controversial. Flip-flops count for me.
Yeah.
That's okay. Something.
All right.
It's not preferable. I would love stylish shoes on everyone's feet, but I'll take it.
Socks and shoes.
When I'm like folding shirts and stuff, like wearing flip-flops doesn't work. You'd be barefoot.
No, that makes no sense. Because
I'm down on the ground and they're all like, it's like bent all weird.
That's
fuck
where a
that.
Shoe would come
that's,
in
that's
handy.
That's the, no, but that's an attribute of footwear.
Yeah, so
what about foragers in the Amazon who walk around on little leaved sandals? When they
if we get air conditioning in the warehouse, I will wear shoes. You're
not allowed?
I'll wear shoes.
There's air conditioning in that room.
But I don't work in that room.
But
I'm
you
here.
Don't wear shoes in that room either.
Damn, yeah, there's two air holes. Conditioners in there, too.
Sean's plan's like Swiss cheese here. I can't do this.
Sean, we'll just get you some boots, chastity boots, that Derek has the key to the lock on.
Yeah.
What if I
threw it away?
We should make a deal where, like, if Sean wears shoes all year long, he gets, like, a bunch of money at the end of the year. Like, we all pull in or something.
That would be tough. Would I do it for the money? It has to be a pretty good
okay,
amount of money.
Okay,
we have to give him
amount.
A lot of money to do something that everybody does.
That's
out of courtesy.
Yeah, that's giving up like nothing because like we all do that 365 days a year.
That's
but
like,
I don't.
That's like
I don't.
But it's so easy.
Oh, we should
get
pay
money.
Somebody a lot of money to make sure they brush their teeth and cut their fingernails so it doesn't gross everybody else out.
I don't know if I can.
Oh, it's gonna be a problem.
I'm just saying, fuck shoes. Fuck shoes.
All right, everybody.
In the winter,
you heard it here first.
The winter months, it's fine, but when it's summer,
how do you get away
hot?
From a mugger? What if someone attacks you?
Oh, somebody should mug you.
These feet are so like calloused at the bottom of them.
Okay,
can't
we're putting out two calls out. People at PAX, I want to see a stripper at the booth for Kevin. First person who can bring a stripper to the booth, we'll tell you what, we'll give you a free shirt.
Right. Yes.
Second,
yeah.
To cover those things up.
Yeah.
And then
not
second,
on the show floor.
Second. First person to mug Sean, I'll give a free shirt to.
What?
Yeah. That way,
I don't encourage that.
Well, you know, that way we'll see if he puts shoes on.
That's
yeah.
Awful.
You know? Well, let's see how good he
hey,
can run.
I
when
always
the
have shoes on at a convention. For
he's
the record,
gonna step on something,
on there.
Okay. Twist an ankle. Yeah, they make you on the airplane.
No, they don't. I've gone barefoot so many times in the airplane. You want to know?
Rubbing your foot on the tray.
That's nothing to brag about.
Tray.
Yeah.
Oh, put your feet on that tray.
Oh, I go into a closed, sealed tube and expose my foot odor as well.
Yeah.
So many times.
They don't stink.
No, they don't. Actually, that's pretty good.
Yeah, because they never choose to make it smell.
They're tan. Yep. They are tan. You gotta.
I have a sandal tan line.
Look at that.
Forget
that's
it.
Sexy. I think
no,
tan lines
no more
are
feet.
Sexy.
This is stupid. We got things to talk about.
Ejector seat. Oh, I'm in another conversation. We played some games this week.
Yeah, we did.
Actually, in the world of video games, I wanted to say real quick, it's looking like maybe this is going to happen. I don't know. But Xbox.com might have leaked Resident
yep.
Evil Revelations 2. Whoops. That's probably a Tokyo Game Show announcement. Don't you think?
You were telling me that on last week's Poorly
yeah.
Played stream. That is fucking fantastic news.
So
but
hope
it's got to be something that's they're waiting for TGS, yeah.
I think it has to be. I mean, why? That's a big announcement.
Why wait, yeah.
So what's unfortunate is, yeah, they kind of lost their surprise there. But, man, people want it. It really is interesting. I was saying this earlier. I remember, I mean, a year ago, people were going, damn, you know, the horror genre in video games is so dead. And, you know, people were missing survival horror.
Yeah.
And it's like, here we are, everyone's playing PT and talking about that.
Oh,
it's
fine. Tight.
Everyone is talking
is
about...
The laundry is done!
Phew!
Okay.
Fucking, finally.
Good.
Somebody just avoided a beating.
I'm glad we came back to that.
Anyways.
Everyone's playing PT. Everyone's looking forward to, you know, The Evil Within is coming out.
Yes.
Resident Evil Remake coming out.
Yes.
Everyone went nuts when they announced that. And now this, and everyone's really excited to have another Resident Evil in that vein.
Yeah.
Because that game was fun. That game
and,
was super
I mean,
fun.
Game of the Year last year, and now everyone's playing the re-release of The Last of Us.
Yeah,
Survival horror is like back full fucking horror.
And Last of Us did it in such a way where it wasn't like, oh, you've got to be a horror fan to really like this. No, if you're a fan of action or you're a fan of anything, you'll dig that game. And it was just scary enough to please the horror fans as well as just be
stealth
a good action
enough
game.
For the stealth fans, enough of each. Yeah, it's
so it's really cool. It's really cool that it seems like the beginning of a new renaissance of that, you know. Hopefully that'll all do well. But anyway, Revelations.
It's gonna be a scary Halloween, guys. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Revelations 2, though, I will say I really liked the first one. It was such a great portable game. I was kind of hoping this one would be 2. It looked like it was listed for old and new consoles. But if they go all out with that, and it's a really high-quality game, I'm not going to complain.
If the graphics are stepped up considerably from the other one, and it justifies being on PS4, that's cool. But I kind of would like that on 3DS again. That was cool.
I liked it as a portable, just it being episodic and...
Yeah, it fit that.
It was really cool. But if this one, you know, if this one is the same kind of format, but just amped up, I mean, I'm not going to complain about that.
Also, big announcement. New pants in Assassin's Creed.
Yep.
They make you run faster!
Oh, faster pants. That. Are they exclusive? Do you get to pre-order those at GameStop?
I think it's GameStop exclusive.
Is it GameStop?
GameStop Fast Pants exclusive?
There's a big controversy about the newest Assassin's Creed not having any female protagonists, playable characters in it.
Yeah.
To which the response from the company apparently was they did not have time to develop a female protagonist.
But they made Fast Pants.
But they did have time to, make the pants that make you run faster.
I don't care about that franchise at all.
You don't like Assassin's Creed?
Fuck no. Never.
I think it's really fun, and, you know, the idea... Let's not forget that Assassin's Creed was the first game where you could literally climb on anything.
I have
this
first
ledge, that ledge.
I liked the first one. I never finished it, and then it just
fell off. I think that, you know, is almost overlooked for how cool that was at the time, and... Yeah, they probably haven't innovated much since then, but I still like the franchise. Just like, you know, respect it. It holds a special place in my heart.
I agree with that. That was really cool. My issue is that there's like 3 a year. That's my my thing.
I think that's Luke's favorite game series.
Really?
Yeah.
I think the historical is it accurate? It's accurate, pretty much, right?
There's bits of history in them.
Pieces of it that he can find. Anyways, I think he fucking... He loves
I didn't connect with that... The first one, you were like this... You know, you're an assassin, but what was it? Like the Crusades, kind of? Was that the time period? I just didn't connect with me at all. And then I didn't really like... Then they went to an Italian aesthetic as well. It just still it didn't really vibe.
See, I really
liked
Assassin's Creed too.
I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah.
I thought that was awesome.
I thought it was better than the first one. But then I was satisfied. When that was over, I really didn't.
I got the first one though just for like what you said, Derek, when they had announced that you could crawl on anything.
Just go on anything.
It opened up that type of game to, you know, nothing had been released like that before. So.
Yeah, other games do that now, but I still feel like Assassin's Creed has the strongest presence of that just, like, fully explorable environment.
And then with every game, they change the setting and the character and everything. That, to me, is like, I don't care at all. I would want something in a linear progression. And I know you get that with the Desmond parts, but I don't know. To me, that game... Brian and Eric played those a lot.
Brian played them.
You watched Brian play them, right?
I did. Yes.
You liked them?
They were fine. They haven't done anything new with them in such a long time that it's like the same exact game. And Rocco's right. They release like 2 or 3 a year.
Yeah.
I mean,
the same exact game. Why is it exempt from criticism in that?
Yeah, and it's hilarious because there are people who will rip on Call of Duty
and
buy every Assassin's Creed, and it's like, wow.
Is it because it's a different like time period that they forget that it's different?
No, sometimes I think it's just because it's a different time period.
Sometimes it's more of, there were like 2 or 3 and a portable set in the Italian time period, I think.
Yeah, the Renaissance. Renaissance.
Well, so anyway, going back to the thing, everyone's talked to death about that there isn't a female character. What I was talking to Derek about is that I really don't think it would be talked about as much if they had just responded with something like, story-wise, it'll make sense or it won't, you know.
I really don't get why they're upset that there's no female character.
Well, their response was so dumb that I think it became a bigger thing. Their response was, that's, like, so complicated to figure out.
You know what, though?
It was really,
you
like,
know the current climate of video games. Yeah. People want female characters. And if you're getting 4 different characters...
Yeah.
I feel like it's better. I always like a game that has four characters that are vastly different. Like, you know, like...
Maybe I don't understand how the new types of Assassin's Creed are played. I thought... I mean, in the first one, Altair was a male
protagonist.
No, this
is like a... It's four people...
Oh, you play all the same time. Four characters are male?
Yes.
Yeah. Well, Gears of War... No, you had...
Yeah, even that had a
few. And you know, well,
that's
that,
standard.
Okay, I understand. Now I understand. I didn't understand the argument. I thought this is a single-player game.
Oh, okay.
Why
oh,
the
okay.
fuck?
No, this is multiplayer. No. Yeah, it's four characters playing at once. Even Left 4 Dead, you know?
Well, yeah, and like Operation Raccoon City, like two of the characters from
when
the
I was
pack
a kid,
were female. Like,
and
that's a pretty standard thing.
I usually
mixing
pick
it
to be the female character because they're faster a lot of times. Yeah. They have different like attributes that I liked playing as.
Yeah. This game, it's just to be clear, four identical white dudes.
Yeah,
like,
that's...
Like, there's no... They're like the four of the Whoa. Same guy.
You couldn't even put a brown assassin in there?
Whoa.
There you go.
Not even...
So they just had a shitty response. Okay, I get
but
that.
You know. So anyway,
fast pants. Don't worry, fast pants.
But they are going to have fast pants.
Hell yeah!
That sign is so goofy. There's a picture of the sign.
What else? Video game news, real quick. The new Madden came out. New features were announced for the new Madden.
Where are they?
Yeah. Oh, wow. You're going to like this.
Okay, there was. I actually heard this. I'm not joking.
Still getting $60.
This is not a joke. Rocco heard this too. There's an NPR report today.
Yep.
About Madden.
About John Madden Football. Because it's so groundbreaking this year.
Oh, my God.
It's fucking crazy.
Whoa.
They are going to put the actual tattoos that the players have.
Yeah.
The players in the game will have the actual real-life tattoos.
Wow. Authentic tats.
Yeah.
They're going to be ink-blasted up.
And we came in just under 30 years of John Madden to finally reach this point. So,
dude.
Took a little time, but they still did it fast.
When he dies, I predict that they're going to put his face on the that year's game again.
No.
No?
I have a question.
Too scary. That'd be a ghost.
It'd be a haunted game.
Last year was Madden 25, right?
Yeah.
What are they going to do in 2024 when it would be Madden 25?
Madden 50.
They're going to call it Madden Deluxe.
They'll call it Madden 1.
You guys fucked yourself.
They'll reboot it.
Yeah, they'll do the Xbox One approach.
Madden 1.
Madden Begins.
Madden Rises.
It's about John Madden and his parents die, and then he goes
authentic
to train.
Tattoos.
How to coach football in a faraway land. Madden Begins.
I mean, why not get more detailed and get the graphics crisper and more... You know,
that's what they do.
Yeah,
you just described what the game is.
How's the throwing? Is it going to be better passing? I know that was a big thing.
Why don't they just release a John Madden football, and then make it the last one, and then you just update the stats through
patches. The characters? Yeah. Until they do that already.
Until something new happens
throughout the season, don't they push new character stats?
I think so.
If people are injured or
yeah, which is cool. I like that.
Do you play those? Every once in a while,
every
couple
of
years.
I don't own them, but I play them at friends' houses.
The greatest football game. Though. Real quick, this is all I want to say on the subject. The greatest football game of all time, NFL 2K on the Dreamcast.
Wow.
End of discussion.
For me, I'm going to take it to a different one. Best football game is still, to me, Tecmo Bowl.
10-yard fight.
And for
time.
Me,
yes.
About split.
NFL Blitz.
Ooh, that was good too.
NFL 2K Dreamcast. Woo! I think that's all for video game discussion.
Well, you played... there was a new game that just came out
this
week. Yeah,
I've been playing...
Akiba's Trip, right?
Yes. I have been playing Akiba's Trip on the Vita, and it's really fun. It reminds me of the Yakuza games, where you're just kind of walking around the city, and you can go in shops, and you can craft different weapons, craft your clothing, buy different weapons, buy clothing. And it's not like the random encounter battles you would get into in Yakuza when you'd be kind of cruising through the alleys and stuff. This is more like you have to initiate them. But then as you progress through the storyline, like, it triggers, you know, initiation. Mm. But then it's got that kind of, like, dating simmy type, like, humor with, like, pick your three choice of responses when you're in dialogue with characters. So it's fun. It's wacky.
What's that called again?
Akiba's Trip.
Oh, cool.
But I think...
In Japan, it was called Akiba Strip.
Yeah, but I think added it... They just... Anyway.
They had trouble getting into stars.
The reason, though, is because you are... I mean, it's a fucking weeaboo fantasy. So you're in Akiba, and you have to grab people, beat their, like, clothing down, and then rip it off of them. So you strip them, and then they're in their underwear, and they freak out and run away. Ooh. Or, like, if they're a vampire, they, like, explode.
It's like reverse Ghosts and Goblins.
It makes no fucking sense. It's exactly what I wanted.
You just had, like, a detail of, like, and if they're a vampire, they explode.
Yeah, like, that came out of nowhere.
Well, they talk about how you're not quite a vampire. You're these things called...
almost vampires.
Yeah. I don't remember. It's a perfect wacky... It's distributed by, I think, Xseed. They do all the crazy limited Japanese stuff.
I know a lot of people who wanted to play that but are waiting for the PS4. Apparently, it's coming to PS4 in November.
Yeah. That could be interesting. I don't want to buy it again, but...
No. That's such a
weird... I can't imagine it looking that good on PS4.
That's such a quirky little game. I'd rather play that on Vita anyway. I don't want to sit at home and play that on... I don't need to play that theatrically.
No.
I'm good with a portable.
It's good on the Vita.
You're a done peel.
And then I've been playing the shit out of Last of Us again.
Yeah, me too. I got to play that a lot this
time. I'm finally... I'm not quite where I was when I left off
on
the PS3 version.
Yeah.
So I was a lot... I kept telling people I just got to Bill's camp. I was past that. I had outrun the hunters, and I was, like, making my way onto the bridge. And I'm finally, like, just starting to get there now in my second
place. That's about where I'm at right now.
So it's all new, or it should be after tonight from now on.
Yeah. That's about where I'm at, too. Nothing else to report. It's still a good game.
It's still a great game. So pretty.
I want to talk about movies while we have a second.
I saw a movie as well I want to talk about.
Well, I want to say, I actually want to talk about nothing that we've seen. I want to lay a mind blower for everyone watching.
Yeah.
I'm going to throw out some major mind blowers here.
The sequel that we just talked about?
Yes. Did the world know, did you know, Sin City 2 came out?
And I did know that.
Holy shit. Derek told me it came out this weekend, and I was like, I knew it existed. I knew it was going to come out, but that was this weekend?
It's out. I'm not going to...
It
came out. Segue at all. Damn. But I've been watching that Simpsons, every Simpsons ever, whatever.
Yeah.
And there's a commercial for that every commercial break.
Really?
That's the only reason why I know, because I saw that. But
whoa.
But does it look good on the commercial?
No. Oh. And I was like, they're like... 7 years too late making this.
Yeah, sequel. No shit. Yeah. That's what I was going to say. I felt like in 2005, there really kind of wasn't something like that. And I feel like, you had to strike that.
I really liked it. The first one. I loved the first one.
Well, this new one, you know, the results are in.
Oh, I didn't know that.
It came out at number 8.
Oh,
damn.
They're saying it made $6 million, maybe.
What the fuck? Hey. Name,
or it might have been less than that.
Name 8 other movies out right now.
Ninja Turtles, Guardians.
Expendables.
Oh, Expendables.
Now name 5 more.
Fun!
And then
I can't do it.
Yeah, I can't do it, man.
So, anyway, I just wanted to drop that bomb. I cannot believe that came out.
That's nuts.
The
guy at the movie theater.
Two of the biggest drops, 78% drop in business from the first movie.
Whoa.
When that opened, one of the other biggest drops ever was the drop from Machete 1 to 2. So Robert Rodriguez, congrats!
I went to see Machete 2. Ooh.
But Spy Kids keeps killing.
It was whatever.
What keeps killing?
Spy Kids.
Oh yeah,
in his household it does. What do you see?
I had a chance to see a new movie. Psych. It's an old movie.
I love old movies.
Mind blower. I had a chance to see classic film. Hidden Fortress, directed by Akira Kurosawa.
I've always wanted to see that.
It's famous, as many of you have heard, for being the inspiration to Star Wars, what inspired George Lucas to make Star Wars. So I checked it out. I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's not a movie that you would watch and it would like jump out at you where you would call back to Star Wars. But you can definitely tell there's an influence. More than anything else, the music sounds just like the music in Star Wars. Like a lot of just like quirky pipe, flute music.
Huh.
They're just like walking around, exploring the mountains. And like oboe and all that instrumentation. The way that they transition between the scenes is the Star Wars wipes.
Yes.
And some of the characters are kind of reminiscent of the characters of Star Wars. I would say that there's like some composite characters. I think that there's one character in Hidden Fortress who is Han Solo, Luke Skywalker, and Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Combined.
But But it's not fair to go into this movie looking for the ways that it's similar to Star Wars, because it's its own movie, and I really enjoyed it as its own thing. I highly recommend it. Check it out. Hidden Fortress. It was really good. You had a chance to see a couple movies.
Yes, I did. And I, by the way, and I ordered Hidden Fortress as you were talking, because it's really cheap on Amazon.
We got a light on the fridge.
And I meant to. Yes, saw a couple movies just real quick. A newer one we saw. Did we? I don't think we talked about it.
I don't think we did.
No, we didn't. Expendables 3. Saw Expendables 3.
How was that?
It was, I had a good time, but it was, in my opinion, most forgettable.
It was PG-13.
Oh, that's
a which was a
instead
mistake.
Of R.
Yeah, that's a huge mistake. Huge. The audience. That's stupid.
Now hear me out.
Yeah,
I like, and I think that this happened because of the PG-13 rating.
And I do agree with this.
I don't like that it was PG-13, but I do like the fact that because it was PG-13, they didn't have all the fake CG blood splashes.
They did.
Every time someone got shot with a gun in the second one, there was like red paint, like pixelating.
Now I will say, I think why that happened so much in the second, there was a little bit of it in the first one.
Yeah.
But why it happened so much in the second one,
budget.
That was a movie they were aiming to be PG-13, and everyone threw a fit about it, and they went, okay, fine, it's R. And they
added
all that up.
Oh.
This one, they thought, oh, we snuck under the radar. No one's complaining that it's PG-13.
Yeah.
They just kind of swept it under the rug.
Now,
and it cost them because Box Office Mojo said 66% of viewers of this movie were over 25.
Well, yeah. They should have known their target demographic is the people who watched
it's not
those action stars when they were kids.
Yeah.
Not kids now.
Kids now don't know who the fuck they are.
No.
Yeah.
But that being said, like, the gunfights, I mean, tons of people are still getting shot and shooting people.
Yeah.
They just show it in more creative, I feel, ways. Like, off-screen, a guy crumples.
Yeah, there were ways that, you know, it almost benefited.
Yeah, I liked that more.
But I do feel like, in a lot of ways, there were some parts that I definitely felt a tepid atmosphere.
There were a couple, like, groaning moments, too, like, with the one-liner stuff.
There is a point where the villain of the movie, Mel Gibson, is, I mean, what made, let me just say this, what made to me, the second one had some weaknesses. It was really reliant on fucking in-joke shit.
Yeah.
On references to what actors had done and just
or
fucking
internet
Chuck
meme
Norris
shit.
Jokes.
Yeah.
That really, that was a big wound on that movie. But what, to me, balanced it out, Van Damme was such an entertaining villain.
Yeah.
And how he introduces himself is, there's a new, younger Expendable, and Van Damme has him, and fucking spin kicks a knife into his chest. It was so brutal, and then from there on out, oh, we gotta kill this guy.
Yeah, yeah.
This guy's such an asshole. And there were scenes in this new movie that I felt like Mel Gibson is the villain in this new one, that he was set up to be this villain, and does these heinous things, and they would cut before he did them, or they would... It was moments like that. I don't care if people get shot. I don't see blood. I don't care about that.
Yeah.
I'm not... At this point, I'm older. I don't need to see blood spraying everywhere. But it was moments like that where, oh, you really are trying to make me afraid of him, but you're not showing... You know, you're not... That was where I thought it was tepid, you know?
Yeah. I can see that.
That being said, for me, I thought they had, like, a bunch of new recruits in this movie, and I personally thought they sucked the life out of the movie. I thought... The problem, I really enjoy the first Expendables, but this one had the same problem the first one did of, oh, you keep separating them, just have them all together, please have them all together. And that's one thing the second movie did good.
Yeah.
Was that they were all together the whole time. I did like that.
I think that's probably just hard to get them all working the full time.
Looking at the fucking poster, the billboard.
Yeah.
There's so many fucking people, I can't read the names because it was too small.
Yeah.
And it's like,
Rocco's right, the new team was like, bullshit.
I don't know who these young guys are,
except
I don't
for,
care. Get them out.
Here's the thing, like,
care.
Ronda Rousey was cool, but she was part of the new team. But she's someone who's famous, and I know she is going into it, like Arnold Schwarzenegger and Harrison Ford.
Yeah.
And the rest of the kids, though, the other three guys on the young team, like, fuck off. No one knows who you are.
I'm here to see
Arnold
and Stallone together.
Sorry, I mean, as actors,
together,
it's cool you got a job, but I don't know.
You got a job.
It would have been better if Ronda Rousey was just a new recruit with the rest of the team.
But your description of that is Krista's description of why On the Border is a great restaurant. Oh, the chips are fine. You're going to go to a restaurant where the review is the chips are fine? Get the fuck out of here.
I'm just saying, like...
Krista. That's not to Krista. That's
That movie franchise... That franchise is all about who these big action stars are.
Yeah. in a confined space.
The three no-name actors, I'm sorry, but you're not big action stars. Yeah. Ronda Rousey's a world-famous martial artist, so she's a well-known. Add her into the mix. That was cool.
You know what they should have done? Because she's the only one who's an actual fighter in real life.
Yeah.
Well, no, Chuck Liddell.
Okay, okay, okay. I don't know who the whole cast is.
Is it Chuck Liddell or is it...
Randy Couture.
Randy Couture. Anyway, I'm sorry. Not Chuck Liddell.
Cut those two guys out, Chuck and Randy. Get them out of there. Rhonda is the only person on the cast who's a real fighter in the next movie. Make her the villain. And it's all actual fighting. All these buff actors
are just
getting their ass kicked.
Just getting judo thrown?
By this chick who's an actual fighter.
That's cool.
And it like breaks the fourth wall. Like, are we even making a movie anymore? What? Or is Ronda Rousey just beating up Stallone?
Even though it's not quite that, to the credit, when Stallone directed the first one, he really fought... He wrestled with Stone Cold. Like, he was like, I want you to use the moves on me. I want you to throw me into this wall. I want you to whatever. And Stallone got incredibly fucked up.
Yeah, fucked his
neck up. He broke so much shit. And it was like, okay, you're really into this movie. All right.
And then
standout star.
He should have taken a stunner. And then it all would have been worth it.
I didn't even know. I won't spoil. There's actors in it we didn't even know were in it that were great.
Yeah.
But I think they're advertising, but I didn't know he was in it. But Antonio Banderas.
Yeah. Stole the show.
He was like great. A super funny character.
Yeah. He was great. And hey, Kelsey Grammer was great.
Yeah, I wasn't going to say it, but it doesn't matter.
He's all over the...
Is he on the thing? Yeah. Oh, okay. I didn't know he was in it either, and that blew me away.
Yeah, they were great, and I will hand it to them. Something that made the movie good is Stallone wrote it again.
Yeah.
Just like the first one, and just like the first one, Stallone knows not to rely on fucking gags. There's one reference in the movie. There's one kind of like in-jokey thing, but that's it. And the movie stands on its own. And
they gave Arnold a couple one-liners. It was whatever.
But whatever. But it's Arnold. Yeah. Let him do it. Yeah, whatever.
Being said, it was like Stallone as a writer is pretty generic in his, we're going to all retire. I'm kicking the team away.
Yeah.
But I need to go on one last mission, get the new team. All right, new team's in trouble.
You said you didn't want to spoil it a minute ago, and you just gave the plot.
Yeah, right, now I know.
Wow.
I mean, just they could have done without all the fucking new team bullshit.
Yeah, Stallone likes to split up the group.
I think it's hard to get all those actors together for the full amount of time.
I'm sure it is.
Because they probably only got the big names for, like you say, 2-3 days. Yeah. Harrison Ford is sticking around for 6 months in Budapest.
Anyway. I had a chance to go to a concert. I know you guys went to a concert this week. I know we're running short on time, so...
Uh-oh.
Try to make this quick. I had a chance to see the Zombies in concert. legendary band, historic band left over from the 60s. The Zombies, check them out if you haven't heard of them. Time of the Season, Tell Her No, all good songs. Okay concert.
Okay. They're old guys, right? Okay.
They're old, but I don't mind because I've actually seen a lot of old people in concert recently. Saw Paul McCartney.
Yeah.
Saw Black Sabbath.
Right.
Saw Iron Maiden. I saw Ringo Starr.
They're old, right? Yeah.
Zombies, they kind of fell below all of them. I'll tell you why. Somebody needs to let the Zombies know that they're fucking famous. That way, they don't need to explain to me every fucking song that they're about to play.
Oh.
And why it's worth listening to.
Less talk, more rock.
Also, I don't care about your bands that were after the Zombies. You don't need to play any Argent songs, which was a band I guess they formed after the Zombies, which I found out about at the history lesson that I got at the Zombies concert. And especially don't play Argent songs because they were made famous by Kiss, which they closed the concert almost second to last song with God Made Rock and Roll. God made rock and roll, do you? Put it in the soul.
Oh,
you guys aren't familiar with that shit
Kiss
song.
I've heard that Kiss song. It sucks.
Yeah, so the Zombies were good when they were playing zombie songs, and when they were talking or playing non-zombie songs. The last thing I want to hear at a concert from some old dude is, so who here is familiar with the Alan Parsons Project?
Oh,
oh, please. God, save me.
Trent didn't say anything other than thank you a couple times.
That's how you do it. That's how you do a show.
Yeah, because you're there to hear the music.
Yeah.
Seriously, the Zombies are like, this next song, Dave Grohl really likes it.
Did he mention Dave Grohl?
Dave Grohl said in an interview, he really likes this next one.
So you'll like it too.
So play the song. And don't talk about Dave Grohl next time. Yeah. This next song, just to give you an idea, we forgot about this next song.
Oh, okay.
And then we found out,
what's his fucking name?
Tom Petty covered it. And we figured if it's good enough for Tom Petty, it's good enough for the zombies. This was before every song.
Jeez.
They should market better
too. Oh, and at one point, this next song is off a later album of ours, which actually got pretty good reviews.
Oh, my God.
Actually.
We used to bring the reviews around with us. We'd keep them at the merch table so people could check them out.
What? He fucking said
And I couldn't tell if he was joking, but I don't think he was. Like, oh, hey, guys, enjoy the next song. I'm going to go to the merch table and check out the reviews.
Holy shit.
The reviews booth.
What is the merch table for the polar opposite of...
So we saw Nine Inch Nails. And they barely said a damn word. Nine Inch Nails was just a machine. And it was one of the best live shows I've ever seen.
Yeah.
That was so good.
It was fucking amazing.
Yeah. And I was telling them already, but abbreviated version. Best intro to a live show I've ever seen. They, after Soundgarden played, they ripped up the stage and took all their stuff away. Stage was just empty. There was like a keyboard set just in the corner on a stand, whatever. The set was empty. I mean, you could see backstage.
We
everything
started
kind of
going
up.
Like, hey, they better get fucking to it because
yeah,
it's getting late.
They still haven't set up their stage or anything like
it's
that.
Just house open lights space.
Are, house lights are up. All of a sudden, in just plain clothes, Trent Reznor walks out.
He just like hits play.
It was like, wait, what? People were like getting beers. Like, what the fuck?
And no, the that's song not, started.
Is that him? That's not him. And he, I mean, it's just him by himself in a stage with nothing. And little by little, they added layer and layer and layer. Another guy comes in.
Another guy comes out and then plugs in and then starts his thing that makes noise.
And then the walls behind them, wait, there's walls behind them now? Where did that come from? And then, boom, it's just their silhouettes on the walls. And then the walls are LEDs and there's shit coming off of them. And there's, it was incredible.
And then they kept the house lights up and everything for like the whole first half of that song until it kicks in and then
everything went out.
Oh, that's
it was
cool.
Yeah,
awesome. That's and that's when we saw that there were screens behind him and everything like that. Sort of
and now, it was an awesome show.
Now this next song is an Argent song.
This
but
next
really,
song has
he didn't
some bad
say,
words.
Trent Reznor didn't say anything other than thank you a couple times.
Yeah.
Soundgarden was an equally awesome show. I mean, totally a different vibe, but another band that I grew up with, I knew every fucking song they played. But Chris Cornell, although has a beautiful voice, was a little talky about anti-war things and whatever else. It's just alienating certain groups.
But you know what?
Audience.
But he did kind of have some. It was interesting tidbits.
It was
instead
enough.
Of just like yarning.
Yeah,
about,
it was
you know.
It was fine. But he talked a little.
Yeah, a little.
For some people, I heard people, in all honesty, to the left of us that were complaining.
Yeah,
but I don't care. Whatever.
I didn't care.
I just last thing about the zombies though, because I did brag on them a lot when they played their classic songs. It was awesome.
Yeah,
they still sound really good. The dude's voice is stellar, and their musicianship.
Is
key, they were shredding, like improvising, like doing stuff that's not on the recordings, and it was really good. So it did, for moments, transcend it into a cool experience of like, wow, I can't believe I'm getting to see the zombies play these songs.
That's cool.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Before we wrap up, I want to say just real quick, we did, Gary and I did go to Power Morphicon.
Yep.
The Power Rangers convention. Yes, I was there. Hello to everybody who said hi there. I did have a panel. It was a very special engagement, but I'm gonna put instead of talking about it, I'm gonna put a video of it on my personal YouTube channel. So look for that pretty soon. But I want to again thank you to everybody who was a Mega 64 fan, and actually I had a ton of people. The family of the guy who ran the convention all knew me, but not for Mega 64. They were all pissed because they all wanted to get into Club 33 and were never able to, but looked up Club 33
there was,
videos
there
and
was
watched
like
mine.
Multiple people there that were going up to, hey, you got into Club 33, like to rock
up. And they thought
they thought
I snuck in. And I was like, what? Well, yeah, you say in the video, oh, who, I'm sneaking into Club 33 here to me. Yeah, that's facetious. I am joking around.
There's a lot to see at Power Morphicon. This is the first time I've ever been to a Power Rangers convention.
Yeah.
It was cool on the show floor to see like all the toys that they have there and all the props from the show.
Yeah.
And how that community's really tight-knit and trustworthy, because they just leave the props, like, out
I know where I'm going next year.
With, like, a sign that says, like, don't touch, but they pretty much, like...
Swipe!
Nothing's roped off. It's really cool. You can get there and inspect, like, all the cool stuff.
I got a prop from the show.
Yeah.
I have a prop
from
the show.
Stole it. Didn't even buy it.
Right.
Stole it.
Hey, who owns the Psycho Rangers now? Yeah, that's right. On the data cards. Me.
Rocco got the data cards.
Find a screenshot of the data cards they put the Psycho Rangers on.
We're already over time.
We're only 5 minutes over time.
Okay.
One more thing to talk about.
Okay. Zombies?
Oh, we can add 10 more now.
Okay.
No.
I just real quick want to talk about the Ebola crisis in Africa.
Yes.
I heard on NPR that it has spread to a new country. It has now gone into the Republic of Congo. This is getting crazy.
General Buck Naked's there.
It's getting fucking out of control. Garrett, guess what I heard? The next country they're afraid that it's going to spread into.
Djibouti?
No.
Where?
Ghana.
No!
Yeah. And on NPR...
What about the film?
This is the thing. On NPR, they were interviewing officials from Ghana, like the government officials, asking them, like, are you prepared for the Ebola crisis? Are you prepared to handle it? Their answer? Yes. We are completely prepared to handle Ebola. We're going to be safe. We're going to take care of our people. It's going to be okay.
Yeah.
I've seen movies filmed
in
Ghana.
Ghana. Yeah. Well, I'm worried about the film community.
They're not fucking prepared to handle shit.
They have nurses on staff, though.
They're not prepared to handle a fucking sore throat epidemic, let alone fucking Ebola coming through the gates. Anyways, I just want to get that out there. Ghana,
Jesus.
Enjoy the Ghana film industry while you can.
While you can.
It's probably not going to be there.
Go get Darkest Day on DVD.
Darkest Day. What was the actor, lead actor?
Van Vicker.
Van Vicker. Is he fleeing the country to save himself, maybe?
He's in his palace.
He should go to Dollywood.
We don't want him to get Van Sicker.
Bollywood?
Hey, real quick, before we go.
Oh, my God.
Hey, our friends and rap aficionados, Buckwheat Groats, have a Kickstarter to fund their upcoming album. They want to do albums. They want to do all kinds of stuff. They have a Kickstarter out there. Let's link to it. We'll link to it on the site or in the video description or whatever. But go out and look for Buckwheat Groats. They did a lot of great rap videos.
Yeah.
They got Tom Hanks.
Deadliest rappers in the game.
Swag Like an Asian. The Million Dollar Menu.
Pig on a Chain.
Yeah, the Take Yourself Out of the Game. That's my favorite still. So Buckwheat Groats, you could help them out today. Go to their Kickstarter, and there's a lot of great prizes for, you know, it's not really donating. You will get stuff.
Right.
So, by all means, give them your money. Those guys deserve it. They can't all have pig chains. I want to make sure they get them. So, fund them today. Buckwheat Groats, they deserve it more than anybody on there right now. I'm telling
Damn,
you.
Damn, more than anyone?
Homie became a turtle. You know, they're going to need that money.
One final thing, and then we can wrap this up. This is
we'll start
Sean.
The wrap-up process. This.
Sean.
Wrap it up.
Yeah.
Start it.
The final note on the agenda says, Sean's going to remember.
Oh, yeah.
I remember. A comedian in Australia has a talk show. He was saying that the Westboro Baptist Church is going to protest Robin Williams' funeral because he was anti-Christian or something like that. He said, I will pay for your plane ticket to Iraq to protest the killings of Christians there because I think you need to put your money where your mouth is. The Westboro Baptist Church has responded saying, okay, we'll go. So we'll see what happens next time. Thanks for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in. And one thing I want to say before we wrap this up is, good night.
Shouts out to, is the camera on me?
Yeah.
Shouts out to my mom. Thank you for doing the laundry. I've been really busy this week. I couldn't do it myself.
Back to me, please. I am Groot.
But next week, I'm going to go turtle on those clothes. Washing them up like a fucking ninja.
Cowabunga.
Cowabunga! It's going to be so wet in there, it's like I'm surfing.
Yeah. Wait, back to me, real quick. This is not a joke. I know somebody who installed an extension for Chrome called the I Am Groot extension, and it makes all the text say "I am Groot," and they got it stuck and couldn't turn it off. What a dumb fuck! I'm not joking. What a dumb fuck!
They got it stuck.
Now, Cameron, Sean, good night.
It's already ended by now. Don't worry about it.